Port Oed. It's fantastic to see that you're back here with the Candy Stripe boys here, of course, at the Mighty Rebels. And you've had a knee injury, but it's been an incredible couple of years where you've had a bit of time at the Sydney Rays, went over and played with Nubon in the D2, and of course get an opportunity with a plus 500 ACT Brumbies and then hurt your knee again. It's all a bit of a mixed bag for you, but tell us a bit about some of those fantastic experiences, starting with Nubon after a really good run here at Southern Districts. You just wanted to stretch out and play a bit more of a pro game.
Yeah, it has been a bit of a frustrating journey, but rewarding as well at the same time. Really enjoyed the ups and downs of it all. Did down at the Brumbies last year was pretty good. Thought I picked up a fair bit of experience down there, then came back up, and we obviously went 9 in a row up here at the Candy Stripes. And the Candy Stripes is a team that I love. I put my heart and soul into it. I bleed the colours of this club, so you can probably see with a lot of boys that play here, we absolutely love it. And Narbonne was also a good experience a few years back now. It's just, big cultural learning curve and a big food culture learning curve. So, yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And if the opportunity was to come up again, I probably will take off over there again. But, just really looking to get stuck in down here at Southern Districts and try and get a few wins towards the end of the season.
Did you have something in the bag as far as an overseas opportunity, seeing as the Brumbies cut you? I mean, you're pretty disappointed to be cut overall.
I'd say I'm pretty disappointed I didn't get another start, not just at the Brumbies, but probably at any other club. But with one of the franchises falling away, it's probably had a big part to play in that. Just kind of, you just got to roll with the punches and pick up your head and just go again.
Yeah. What are you doing for Cruster amongst all the knee injuries and all that sort of stuff? Is the Brumbies money been suffice, in that gap between here, between there and now?
I've actually got a full-time job as a project manager, and I was doing that whilst I was down at the Brumbies. If I didn't have that job, I probably wouldn't have gotten by, because as most people do, you've got a mortgage and all those kind of things. If I didn't have that job, I probably would have struggled a bit. Ambient Constructions, we do residential new builds, but mainly in the architectural sector. We like to dabble up in the more boutique-y things. It was just very fortunate for them to sort of keep my job and for me to keep working whilst I was down at the Brumbies. And that's probably been my the positive side of keeping me financial to come back from knee injury and actually getting surgery and being right to play again.
Yeah, it's tough paying off that big house at Sylvania Waters, but it's one of those things. Moving also, you had to put up with all those Northern Suburbs guys at the Sydney Rays as well, but that put your foot in the door to get into the Brumbies, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I was very fortunate to get the opportunity at the Sydney Rays when Simon Conn rang me, and I got picked for the Australian Barbers after that, and we went down and played at Canberra, and I guess I just put my best foot forward, and that's where Larkin saw me. So
that's all you can do, man. But overall, you've got another 4 or 5 years in you, and we'll see how we go from there.
Yeah, easy 4 or 5, maybe even 6. Hopefully get a couple of premierships for South in the next 2 or 3 years if I get to stay around here. It'd be nice to just lift that shield for Southern Districts for the first time ever.
We look forward to seeing you coming back over the Geelong weekend, and if you want to become part of the rebellion, you just need to go to southerndistricts.com.au, and we look forward to you lifting the shoe shield with Jed and all the crew here, Luigi Smart as well, who's been around for 1,000 years, and hopefully at Cogra Oval on the 1st of September. That'll be very tasty.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.